Proclamation number 5999 of 11th of July, 1954. God's help to the trusting supplicant. I truly don't want to leave you in weakness who appeal to me for strength and grace, and I want to provide for you like a father provides for his children whose will he recognizes as good and turn towards him. At times I let the feeling of weakness arise in you because I want to bind you ever more firmly to me in order to show you that you can be strong with me and that you have nothing to fear if only you firmly attach yourselves to me and thus you can now dispose of my strength. You are never alone, even if I keep myself hidden. But your call lets me come out of hiding. Therefore don't forget me. And no matter how great your adversity is, don't let it gain power over you but don't pay attention to it and trustingly come to me. It is precisely this trust which also secures you help, for only then will you be my true children if you have no doubts about my might and my love. Can there be anything I cannot remedy? Can people prevent me from working and can you be harmed when I watch over you? Yet I demand of you that you approach me for help. Any adversity only comes upon you because I want to cause you to enter into or deepen the bond with me. Try to make this purpose of every adversity clear to yourselves. Always remember when you get into an adversity that I allow it because I want to be even more intimately united with you but that you have to accomplish this yourselves, that the adversity is only a small reminder that you should long for my presence more intimately. I don't want you humans to go your own ways where you don't let me walk beside you. I want to be your constant companion. And therefore your paths will become impassable or dangerous if you walk them alone and I want you to call for me, for the guide who will always safely lead you over all obstacles on your path. Whenever you are confronted by adversity, first come to me in confidence and submit it to me. For I want you to renounce what oppresses you, I don't want to be ignored. I always want to be the father to whom you entrust yourselves, and your trust will truly be rewarded, for where no human being can help you my power is not limited, I can always help you, and I always want to help those who come to the Father like children and appeal to him for his help. Amen.